The Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is presenting a late play by Shakespeare, The Winter's Tale. This is running through April the 7th, and it's such a delightful pleasure to have in the WBJC studio. The director of this production, Isabel Anderson, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you, Judith.
So with your prodigious teaching background, I'm so interested in the way that you approach this project with the company, because you've really had a wealth of time to work with them here, right?
Yes. I was chatting with Ian Galliner, the wonderful artistic director of Chesapeake Shakespeare, and he asked me, would I be interested in doing a play? And I said, yes, if I had time. And I really mean time. Like, how about we take almost a year and have that time to digest this mammoth play, because it's huge. These later plays particularly require tremendous technical skill, because Shakespeare was, by that time, just so in his genius and rolling off poetry in a fireworks of writing. So I wanted to give the actors time, and we spent 7 months meeting once a month for a weekend. They gave up their time, and I would bring to it all the teaching skills that I have learned from wonderful teachers by good fortune. We built physical ensemble skills, because the Chesapeake Shakespeare Theater is such a beautiful jewel of a theater in the Shakespeare style of people sitting on three sides with a very thrust stage and a separate higher level. But that takes a lot of skill to work that space. So we did a ton of that, and a lot of text work and vocal work. So by the end of 7 months, we moved into casting and into rehearsal, and we brought all those skills in. It was wonderful to rehearse, and we had a longer rehearsal time. And I think that depth of immersion in the words and the work really pays off.
It's a play that has a reputation as a problem play, and I know that you don't necessarily agree with that, but nevertheless, there is a duality about it in terms of the first half being really quite a psychological drama, the second half being quite comedic, the different places where it's set in Sicily and in Bohemia, this gap of 16 years between the two halves. What was your thinking to streamline all of that?
I wanted to see, what was Shakespeare doing? And my goal in doing it was to really just let the play speak. I didn't want to do anything fancy with it. And even cutting, so we went there all night, we got it down to a good time, but without cutting any scenes. The bear is there, the satyrs are there. Because I wanted to see what Shakespeare, the genius of all in structuring plays, what was he doing with this play? There can't be a mistake that we're in Sicily in the first half and deep, deep tragedy. And the second half, pastoral, summery, Elizabethan-y. How is this not an accident? Well, it isn't. Because I think what Shakespeare's saying late in his life, this is life. Over a span of time, we all experience both of those. We have tragedy and we have comedy. We have winter and we have spring. And those two parts, as you watch them, they weave together, and you come out at the end, as our audiences apparently do, with this sense of, wow, what a great story.
And bringing us this story is Isabel Anderson, the director of The Winter's Tale for the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. It's running through April the 7th at their theatre on South Calvert Street. More information at ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. Thank you so much, Isabel, for coming in and for such a wonderful production.
Thank you. You're very welcome. A pleasure to be here.